tiger by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
During treatment for lymphoma, Chuck Prophet would listen to cumbia music. He'd fallen in love with the Colombian folk sound after playing a gig, and then the club's DJ started spinning it afterwards. It'd lead to his new album, Wake the Dead. Gonna wake the dead. Prophet connected with Salinas band Quien Sabe to make a cumbia-influenced rock record.
I started following him around a little bit. I was a big fan and I had a lot of questions for him, and they were nice enough to put up with me. And eventually they said, you know, bring your guitar, bring your amp, and if you want to jam, you know, we'd be happy to jam, and you could turn up as loud as you want.
Coming up, Prophet talks about why he wanted to make a cumbia album and the parallels he saw growing up discovering reggae and ska through The Clash.
We used to say that punk rock erased the line between the stage and the audience. And when people are dancing, it really does erase the line between the stage and the audience, and it's just one big party.
It's Chuck Prophet on today's World Cafe. Chuck Prophet, Bay Area fixture, coming up in a few minutes. But first, we start down in Orange County. Here's Mike Ness and Social Distortion. It's California Hustle and Flow.
Rolling around like your front page news. Lonely eyes in your motorcycle boots. Tattooed heart and your jet black hair. Rolling around like you don't care. Take me down.
Shake me down.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. Chuck Prophet is proof you should always stick around for the after party. Prophet was playing a gig at the Makeout Room in San Francisco, but stuck around for the venue's Cumbia night and immediately fell in love with the music. Chuck says it was one of the pleasurable things that kept him company during lockdown while he was recovering from lymphoma. Eventually, Chuck connected with the Northern California cumbia outfit Quien Sabe, and after jamming with them at a few shows, recruited the band to play on his new album, Wake the Dead. Prophet joins me today to talk about the immediate connection he had with Quien Sabe and how he learned that cumbia has more in common with punk than you might think. Let's get into it. Alongside members of both Quien Sabe and his touring band, The Mission Express, from the stage of World Cafe in Philadelphia, it's Chuck Prophet and his cumbia shoes. Here's Wake the Dead.
Thank you! Ladies and gentlemen, the dance floor is now open. All right? Hasta listo. Gonna wake the dead, get them on their feet. Gonna count our nickels like we're counting sheep. Gonna rob from Peter to pay Paul. And that's not all. Gonna teach the children a little history, but not too much now. Gonna cop a plea. Gonna rob from Peter to pay Paul, and that's not all. We might have ourselves a picnic. We might end up on the moon. They might even name a planet after me. If they ask you any questions, go ahead and tell the truth. We have to get clean insanity. If it's good enough for you, it works for me. Gonna wake the dead, get them on their feet. Gonna form an army, gonna plant a tree. Gonna rob from Peter to pay Paul, and that's not all. We might have ourselves a picnic. We might end up on the moon. They might even make a model out of me. If they ask you any questions, go ahead and tell the truth. If we have to, we can plead insanity. If it's good enough for you, it works for me. If they ask you any questions, go ahead and tell the truth. If we have to, we can plead insanity. If it's good enough for you, it works for me.
Recorded at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia, it is Chuck Prophet and his Cumbia Shoes, a performance of Wake the Dead. That is the title track from his new record, recorded with the band Kian Save. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
There's a lot to get into with the album Wake the Dead, but I think sort of to get a better understanding of this record is to kind of talk a little bit about cumbia music, you know, which is Colombian in origin, but obviously has roots in Africa and the Caribbean, which sounds so clinical because it really sounds like a party. It's a real blast. How'd you get into it?
Well, the first time that I really became aware of it was me and my band were playing a gig in San Francisco at a place called the Makeout Room in the Mission District. And we played there before, and you know, we packed the place. And they're always really pressuring us to get out of there by like 9 o'clock. The reason they wanted us to clear out is that Saturday night is cumbia night at the club.
All right.
And it gets packed, apparently. So we watched the place kind of fill up, and there was a DJ, and he dropped a needle on a record, and suddenly the bass line was coming through the subs, and we were all chilling out, and it just sounded glorious, you know. And our drummer, Vicente Rodriguez, he's from San Antonio. He was showing my wife, Steffi, who's in the band, some basic dance steps. And then the club started filling up and this music, and I just didn't want the night to end. It was so great, you know. And then I kind of had a heightened awareness. I'm like, oh, that's cumbia. And then I would hear it spilling out of the taquerias or wherever. And I just kind of, became a little bit enamored with it. And it was really the lockdown and my subsequent treatment for stage 4 lymphoma that afforded me the time to really like collect records and spend a lot of time listening to cumbia music just for pleasure. And from there, you know, some songs started coming, and I thought it would be cool to make a cumbia inspired record.
Yeah. Well, I think we should back up a little bit, because as you pointed out, there was something pretty serious in between your love and discovery of cumbia and making Wake the Dead, which was a prognosis of stage 4 lymphoma, as you said. You know, I can't even envision. I'm glad you're sitting here first and foremost and hanging with us. But you know, I read that like music, and in particular cumbia, was a bit of a solve for you during that time. Can you talk a little bit about like how that kind of eased a little bit of
I was diagnosed with stage 4 lymphoma, which it turns out is pretty treatable. And while I went through treatment, I had a couple good weeks out of the month where I felt all right. Mm-hmm. Between chemo and I would listen to the music, or you know, there's also cumbia dub, which doesn't have lyrics, so there's really nothing to pull you out into any visual reality, and I just thought it was it's just something I returned to, you know, for pleasure. I don't know. And from there the songs came, I guess.
How much of this record was written during your prognosis? Did you have some of these songs written in advance?
I had some songs that I was stockpiling for a record, but I didn't really have that fire. Like, one of the things that really fell into place was that my manager was working at a club, and these guys rolled up in matching suits in an Econoline, and they loaded into the club and they started doing a sound check. And my manager called me up. He said, "Hey man, I'm down here at Amato's, and this band's sound checking, and I gotta tell you, man, you might want to check this out. It sounds like the kind of music you listen to." Because I was, you know, evangelical. I was evangelical with all my friends. Like, oh, I sent them playlists and things and YouTube links. And people were like, okay. But, so that's when I met Kian Save.
Yeah.
Five-piece band. They're all brothers, except for one. And I started following them around a little bit. I was a big fan and I had a lot of questions for them. And they were nice enough to you know, put up with me. And eventually they said, you know, we've got a house in the woods down in Salinas, mm-hmm. which people may or may not know is a kind of a farming community down the central coast of California, 2 or 3 hours from San Francisco. And they said, yeah, we got a house in the woods. And, you know, bring your guitar, bring your amp, and if you want to jam, you know, we'd be happy to jam, and you could turn up as loud as you want. I said, I'll be there.
Really?
Yeah. So that was the start of it. And then we ended up playing a couple of gigs together. We played a hippie festival in Big Sur. And I remember when I asked them if they wanted to do the festival, they said, well, you know, what are we talking? What kind of festival? I said, well, it's just kind of a hippie music, jam band stuff. And they said, well, Chuck, you know, you got to know that once we start playing the cumbia, all the brown people are going to come out of the food trucks. And I said, okay, guys, that's... And, you know, lo and behold, that's what happened. You know?
You live in California and you're playing that music.
Yeah, people were dancing, and it really, it was new to me. It reminded me of punk rock, you know, because we used to say that punk rock erased the line between the stage and the audience,
mm-hmm.
you know. And when people are dancing, it yeah. really does erase the line between the stage and the audience, and it's just one big party, you know. So, yeah, we hit it off.
Oh, that's great.
And that led to making a record together.
Yeah.
And I've got two members of the band out here on the road with me. It's kind of a blended family with the Mission Express, my normal band. And I could really only, in my price range, I would have liked to have had more of them.
We'll talk more about the band, recording the album, and songwriting with Chuck Prophet here on World Cafe. The new album is available now. It's called Wake the Dead. Up next, another live performance, Betty's Song. What should the audience know about Betty?
Well, Betty herself, she's a kind of a just a girl trying to transcend her working class background. She's going for an MFA, and that's about it. The rest of it's kind of in the song.
And this is Betty's Song. It's Chuck Prophet here on World Cafe.
Trouble too.
If ever you're in trouble, honey, I'm in trouble too.
Chuck Prophet, recorded live for World Cafe along with his band, The Cumbia Shoes. It's a performance of Betty's song. You can find it on his new album, Wake the Dead, which is available now. I'm Kaleo, hanging out with Chuck on World Cafe. The band sounds fantastic. I'm sure it must be a joy to play with them on stage. Can you let us know who's joined you today?
Yeah, we've got Vicente Rodriguez on the drums. Vicente comes from San Antonio, and he's just keeping this motor roaring down the track. We've got James DePreto playing guitars. Alejandro El Flaco Gomez on bajo sexto and organ, Mike Anderson on bass, and of course Mario Cortez playing percussion, and everybody's singing.
Oh, well, it sounds great. Thanks so much to everyone who's playing. You know, it's a somewhat crowded stage, maybe, but in the studio when you were recording this record, there was even more at times, right?
Yeah, we had as many as 8 people playing at the same time. And, you know, I am kind of, I majored in 2 guitar, bass, drums. Like, that's the world where...
Oldie but a goodie.
Yeah, that's the world where I'm comfortable. And, you know, if I'm working on a record and it's 2 guitar, bass, drums, I can tell you pretty much what everybody's doing. But when you've got 8 people and 3 percussionists and a drummer and... all that stuff going on, I really have to just sort of let go and just turn myself over to it. So it was a trip. It was new for me. I mean, it was very, very exciting, but also, you know, at times kind of chaotic.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, over the course of your extensive discography, you've played in a lot of different worlds, but obviously this is something new. And as a songwriter, I'm not a musician myself, but Is there something you have to think about differently as far as song structure goes when you're trying to make a song that is cumbia, or as you've said, cumbia adjacent? Like, is it something about tempo or rhythm that you have to change up that got you out of your comfort zone?
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely there's a rhythm to it, you know, with the Ouida, with, you know, playing ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And, you know, oftentimes the bass lines are just 3 notes, like doom, 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 you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Second note's a little shorter than the other two. And those are just things I picked up, you know.
Yeah.
I should also say that, you know, although people say that cumbia music maybe originated out of Peru and Colombia and then into Mexico, where it was very popular in the discos. And in fact, the DJs in Mexico, you know, would go in search of records that would light up the dance floor. And, you know, they would fly around, maybe go to Houston, Texas. And that's the kind of trafficking I can get behind, by the way.
You know, Adrian Quesada of Black Pumas talked about, like, how the cumbia made its way north from, you know, South America up to North America. And, it, like, even in the 60s and 70s, people playing with psych and prog and combining that. So it's had a pretty fruitful history.
Yeah, well, a lot of people grow up playing what you might call norteño music, which is really what the Mexicans refer to as a northern kind of music, you know, up into Texas and things. So I'm really not a musicologist, you know.
Yeah.
But when I was writing, I wrote a lot of minor key songs, and I would have that bass line in mind. And I don't know, it wasn't until I really brought it to the band and sort of threw it out there, and you know, it would spontaneously combust, and they would all, you know, bring what they bring to it.
Yeah.
And it's exciting.
Yeah. I heard your conversation on NPR, and you talked a little bit about cultural considerations and concerns that you wanted to make sure appropriation wasn't happening. Where did that sort of, like, because I think it's so thoughtful to be like, I want to make sure I'm doing the right thing. What was sort of going through that process?
Well, actually, like, I spoke to Adrian Quesada in Austin. I went by and visited his studio and played him some songs, and we maybe talked about working together. And he was very encouraging. He did say one thing to me. He said, you know, if I had any advice for you, Chuck, I would say just keep doing what you're doing and pay no attention to the clave police.
What is the clave police?
Is that in the jazz world, you know, people would or might be quick to tell you you're not doing it correctly, you know. And so in my mind, when it came to playing this music, you know, I thought about The Clash, and I thought about all the music that they turned me on to. They turned me on to rockabilly and ska. All that stuff was embedded in London Calling, you know, reggae and everything. So I figured, well, if we can get as close to playing that music in an authentic way as The Clash got to playing reggae, I'll be happy.
Totally. Also kind of reminds me a little bit of the Talking Heads from the 80s, where they were, you know, David Byrne was happy to experiment in all of these other cultural worlds, while giving credit, of course, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the cultural appropriation thing, I really wasn't particularly worried about it.
Good,
I just
wanted
to make something that was cool, that felt good, and that was enough.
We're here with Chuck Prophet on World Cafe. The new album is available now. It is called Wake the Dead. We've got another live performance to get to. Sally Was a Cop. One that first appeared on the 2012 album Big Station, a song you co-wrote with our old friend Alejandro Escovedo. What do you remember about first writing that with Alejandro?
Well, I remember we wrote it on Howard Street in San Francisco. And it just kind of came together. The chord changes are not particularly difficult. And it was like one of those things that kind of loops on itself. And we were just spitting out lines, you know, and answering each other. I do remember later getting together with Alejandro in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I think we maybe need another verse for that Sally Was a Cop. And I said, yeah, well, good luck.
So you left him to finish this?
No, it wasn't that. He thought that it should be longer.
Right, yeah.
You know, and I thought it was fine the way it was. And I said, well, good luck.
And then he put it on his album.
And then we sat there and I said, well, if we did have another verse, maybe it could be something like this, you know.
And you weren't going to leave your voice out of the last verse, were you?
Yeah, so we eventually, pulled another verse out of the air, and then he recorded it. And
why did you want to put it on this album?
I just like my version better.
Okay.
I do, yeah.
Have you told him that?
No, maybe.
Hey, Alejandro, if you're listening, I think that will...
No, his version's great. I just like mine better.
No, you know what? It's just refreshing, because most people are always so deferential to, I think they're both great versions,
yes,
or my friend's version is superior.
We love all our children. Well, we have favorites.
I'm glad some people can't play favorites, but you've got yours, and that was one that you're like, I'm going to take a different shot at this.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to a live recording, Sally Was a Cop. It's Chuck Prophet and his Cumbia Shoes here on World Cafe.
Sally was a cop, but now she's a soldier. another foot deep, another day older. I used to be on top, but now I just roll over. I used to run hot, now I run a little colder. Socialites and psychopaths are dancing with each other. Sally was a cop, but now she's a soldier. Forced to dig the graves of their father. Sally was a cop, but now she's a soldier. They're marching up the street, people hiding in their cupboards. From the crooked politicos to the mercenary lovers. Psychopaths are dancing with each other. Sally was a cop, but now she's a soldier. We'll be right back.
recorded live on World Cafe. It's Chuck Prophet and his Cumbia Shoes. A performance of Sally Was a Cop. It's from the new album Wake the Dead, recorded with Kian Save. It's available now. Chuck, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming by and taking the time to talk with us and play for us today.
Yeah, well, thanks for all the support over the years.
We're back in a moment with more World Cafe. Hey, welcome back. It's World Cafe. Had a blast with Chuck Prophet and his Cumbia Shoes. New album, Wake the Dead, with Kian Save, is available now. Miguel Perez, our producer on the session, hat tip to him. And I enjoyed this line from the MGMT Reddit. Quote, this song was supposed to be a parody of big dance hits that the band hated and ended up becoming their big dance hit that the band hates. Here's Electric Feel.
Thank you. morning light, everything's new. Looking over the covers, still by you. Coffee warm on the table with a bowl of fruit. Headed out the door before you hit snooze. From afternoon till dusk, I'm loving you too much. Until desire turns to dust, loving you till I rust. Loving you till I rust. Driving 45 down Mill Road, still ringing my rags from the night before. Tired eyes distilled across these Tennessee hills. It's either rabbit holes or stronger wheels. From afternoon till dusk, I'm loving you. Desire turns to dust, loving you till I rust, loving you till I
That is a very cool new song from Monrovia, named for the city where he was born in Liberia. The track is called Rust. It is from his latest EP, Act for Atonement. Big things ahead for Monrovia in 2025. Went viral a few years ago and has built up quite the following. On the way, more new music when we return to World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo.
The indie artist Jasmine Forti once roadied for Lucy Dacus. So when she wanted to get her demos into the hands of Phoebe Bridgers, because she's got a record label called Saddest Factory, side note, great name for a record label, well, she reached out to Dacus, who passed the songs on to Bridgers, who signed Jasmine Forti. Pretty cool. New album is called You Are the Morning. Here's the title track.
Cherish you. girlfriend, dear catastrophe girlfriend. I'm sorry if he hit you with a full can of coke. It's no joke. Your face is bleeding. You'll soon be leaving this town to the clowns who worship no one but themselves. Themselves. I hate feeling this way. Oh, I hate feeling this way. Oh, I know that you hate it too. Oh, now that your coffee's growing cold. Oh, all of the customers look so old. If I could be so bold. Dear catastrophe waitress, dear catastrophe waitress, I'm sorry if the kids hold you in cold disregard. I know it's hard. Stick to what you know. You blow them all to the wall when they what you've been working for, what you've been working for.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
That I can see each morn when I arise. Two young cuckoos, how they feel in school. Now, Lady Bird, don't say a word, what love is in her eye. She will sigh and look away, then is when you'll hear him say, cuckoo, you got me cuckoo. No bird can coo like you coo. I'll break my wishbone, wishing for you. Take me, do. Little lovebird, I like the way your alto mingles with my contralto. We'll stick together in all sorts of weather. Cause cuckoo, I'm cuckoo over you. On the limb, each day with him, this love scene she repeats. Though she gets a thrill,